current state on 90.5 WKAR. It is Wednesday and time for our Neighbors in Action segment, where we feature people and organizations working to make our community a better place. Today, we feature two services from the Capital Area United Way, the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. It is that time of year, of course, and their 211 support line. Here to tell us more is Teresa Kometz, president of the Capital Area United Way. Nice to see you, Teresa.
Nice to see you, Mark.
And joining her is Tiffany Lemieux McKissick, director of the Asset Independence Coalition. Welcome, Tiffany.
Thank you so much.
Tell us about the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. Teresa, how does it work?
Well, the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program is a program of the Asset Independence Coalition and Central Michigan 211, which is a United Way funded, United Way program, is instrumental in helping to schedule the program. But really, Tiffany can tell you a lot about the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. So I'm just going to have Tiffany go ahead and share that.
Go for it.
I would love to. So if you make under $53,000 a year, regardless of family size, we'll do your taxes absolutely for free. That's state, federal, and city. And we operate 26 sites. Some of them are virtual, but about 16 are in person in the mid-Michigan area. And we've been doing the VITA program for 10 years. It's entirely volunteer operated. So volunteers come with us, we train them, they're IRS certified, and we have a really strict quality review process. So a lot of times we're much more accurate, we get you more refund, a larger refund than paid preparers. Mm.
53 grand is a little more than I was expecting, to tell you the truth. How is that possible?
Well, it's 53. The IRS sets those limits, and really it's because we are targeting not just low income but also moderate income to make sure that we can get the largest refund possible, because it's a huge stimulus for the economy. Obviously, tax time and getting that refund is, and the earned income credit. So we make that income. We don't set that. The IRS sets that income cap for us.
Any other restrictions, Tiffany? I mean, for example, are there certain types of tax forms that you don't assist with?
Yeah, you know what? We actually do almost everything. There's some smaller things, like we won't do business use of home. We won't do a couple other smaller things. But really, you should call 211 and make an appointment, and then we can go through that with you. The 211 operators are trained to go through. But really, just about everything is that you can imagine in that income range is in the scope of our program.
That's encouraging. These are one-on-one, in-person meetings, which sounds like you need quite a few volunteers who know how to do taxes. How does that work?
So we recruit every year. We have about 200 volunteers in our program, about half of which are actually MSU accounting students. We have a pretty robust partnership with MSU, but we have partnerships with Olivet College, even Northern Michigan College. We're doing virtual VITA with Marquette this year, which is pretty cool. And then about half of our volunteers are just concerned community members who really care about making their community a better place.
That is really interesting. Mm-hmm. Teresa, tell us more about the 211 service. What's available through 211?
Sure. 211 is a free-to-the-end-user service, so there's no cost for someone who wants to dial 211 from a cell phone or a landline. And it enables them to be connected with a case management specialist, someone who will listen to what their presenting concerns are and help them think through what health and human service opportunities are available to them. Often, Mark, someone may call in and say, I'm interested in finding out, getting assistance with my electric bill. And then there are some regulations from the Department of Human Services. So we may not be able to help them with what they call about originally, but our call specialists take the time to walk this individual through, this caller through, what is going on in their world, and to help connect them to services. Maybe services, if you're having problems paying your bills and you don't have a shutoff notice for your utilities, our call specialist would say, well, what else are you paying? What else do you spend your dollars on? Oh, well, we need prescriptions. Okay, well, we can hook you up with prescription assistance, or we can hook you up with volunteer income tax assistance. So 211 is really a place for someone who wants to give or get help to call. They look at a broad spectrum of needs from that caller to make sure that they get to the root cause of what's going on in that person's life and gets them connected to services in this community.
What role did 211 play in the ice storm over the holidays?
It's a great question. Our call volume spiked during the holidays, particularly in the Lansing community. And our call specialist, that happened on a weekend and an evening, and we're a 24/7, 365 operation. And so our call specialists help to connect individuals to warming centers. They made sure that if someone was in need of finding food, that they could connect them to food pantries. So we did over 100% of calls on that week, over
Amazing.
From a previous year.
Tiffany, tell us more about the Asset Independence Coalition. What is your organization's mission?
Sure. So the Asset Independence Coalition is a coalition of about 50 different financial institutions, nonprofit, community members, and partners. And basically, we all came together 10 years ago, a group of people did, and realized that the key to a healthy community is really a financially stable community, and that it starts with helping families gain greater financial security. So that's our mission, and that's our goal. And
this is a Lansing-based organization?
It is Lansing.
Mid-Michigan regional?
We're physically based in Lansing, but our territory is Mid-Michigan, so we have we serve Ingham, Eaton, and Clinton counties.
Okay. What other services do you provide?
So VITA is our largest program, but we also have Bank On Mid-Michigan. So that helps people connect to bank accounts who have had trouble in the past. So say you bounce a check when you're 19 and then you're in the check systems system and you can't get a bank account. And what we find is that people that don't have bank accounts spend an average of about $1,000 a year on check cashing alone. And that's not even discussing the predatory things that you get in touch with in that situation. So we help people get bank accounts, and we make sure that it's a product that's fair and reasonable, and we have several different financial institution partners. So those are two things that we do. We also bring together and leverage our partnerships for financial counseling and services and make sure that the community can connect to everything available in the financial services realm in Mid-Michigan.
And if we've got a listener who wants to get involved and perhaps volunteer, how do they do that?
They can call 211. So 211 can connect them not only to VITA, but to Bank On, connect them to the volunteer opportunities, and can connect them to us in general. And they can also visit our website, which is michiganfreetaxes.org.
And what about United Way, Teresa?
Sure, absolutely. Those folks who are interested in volunteering and or donating can go to our website, micauw.org. and or call 211 if they need to be connected to resources.
Teresa Kometz is the president of the Capital Area United Way, and Tiffany Lemieux McKissick is with the Asset Independence Coalition. Good luck. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Current State could always use more nominations for our Neighbors in Action segment. We know there are people in orgs out there doing excellent work, but we just don't know about them. Help us out. Tweet us suggestions at KAR Current State or send us an email to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.